First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jerry Bodemar talks about small wonders.
My husband Scott says the older he gets, the more nourished he is by seeing the young ones playing, or just walking along holding a parent's hand. He always stops whatever he is doing when the daycare kids come walking up our street, all carefully holding the rope that keeps them safe and all lined up. They often shout hi as we smile and wave. Today we walked along Aptos Beach before the fog began to lift. How lovely to feel the sand beneath our feet and watch the families playing, especially the little sand crabs, as Scott calls the small kids. How they delighted in dipping toes and more into the cold waters and prancing along the edges. One little girl dashed out of the water, ran up to her families, and shook a wild splash onto everyone. Another ran in and out of the water several times, then lay down in a perfect cobra pose facing the sea, expectantly awaiting the next wave. Beaches then closed from 11 to 5. We were lucky to find a solitary bench to sit and share our sandwich, while kids did cartwheels on the lawn, and a family of 6 enjoyed the only table nearby. We later thanked them for having lunch with us from a distance and told each other how much we had enjoyed just seeing other people, especially the little ones.
Jerry Bodemar wants to affirm the collective human family. She and her husband live in Watsonville. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.